Sabbath Yerushalmi, calls me to Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Heytes on the base of the Mishnah. Potten Nimel Lishmeya Natisha Lasoa Lechadasa Lishneimasa Lepochet Viyosa. A healthy baby is circumcised on day 8, day 9, 10, 11, or 12, not earlier or later. V'dargoi Lishmeya. In a regular situation, he circumcised on the 8th day. Noilad ben Ashmashos Nimel Lishisha. If he was born in ben Ashmashos, which is twilight, Suffolk, whether it's daytime or the night has come already. If we call the day of the birth day 1, then he's circumcised on day 9. If he was really born at night, then day 9 is his 8th day. We cannot circumcise him before this. And if he was born during the day, day 9 is his 9th day. Ben Ashmashos, Erev Shabbos, Nimel Asoa. If he was born in Ben Ashmashos, in twilight of Erev Shabbos, coming into Shabbos, day 9 is Shabbos. We cannot circumcise on Shabbos because only a Vada 8th day Mila overrides Shabbos. He's circumcised on day 10. Yom Tov La'acha Shabbos Nimol La'chadasa. If Yom Tov is after Shabbos, he's circumcised on day 11. Shnei Yomim Tovim Shosh Hashanah Nimol Nishnei Masa. If the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah follow Shabbos, he's circumcised on day 12. Patan Hachoyle Eimol Noisai Ad Chiyavri. We don't circumcise a sick baby until he gets better. And the Gemara says, Yesh Katan Nimol Li'omai. There is a case of a baby on its, that it receives Mila on its first day. Echavida, Yolda v'chachach miskayua, nimol v'yomim. Miskayua v'chachach yolda, nimol v'ches. How is this? If a woman gave birth and afterwards converted and a son with her, he circumcised on his first day. If she converted and afterwards gave birth, he circumcised on his 8th day. Yaakov ish kva nevuaya, shal lo v'chagai, me'ata neila ben ashmashois, nimol ben ashmashois. Yaakov ish kva nevuaya asked v'chagai, if a baby was born in Ben Ashmashos, why does our Mishnah say that he's circumcised on day 9? He should be circumcised in Ben Ashmashos 7 days later, on the 8th day. Amalei, ilu havinan ana va'at alin v'chad Torah dilma havinan yochlin v'chavna. And Chagai answered that if I and you would enter one gate, can we coordinate to enter precisely at once? Likewise, he cannot circumcise at the exact same time during Ben Ashmashos that he was born, and perhaps one was day and one was night. Shmuel says, if the baby got fever, we wait for him 30 days before circumcising. During those 30 days, may we feed him chaliva, which is a food made for infants of truma, and anoint him with truma oil. The answer is in the Mishnah that an Oel and all Tumeim may not eat Truma, their wives and slaves may eat. Rabbi Acha b'shem l'tanchum b'achia in Oela ein Oela el miyoyim hashmini ula alon. Rabbi Acha, quoting of Tanchum b'achia, said Oela is only from day 8 and onwards before he's not called an Oel and he is permitted. The Tani Kain called Shoshim Yom Osela Achiloi say Chaliv Shal Truma or Suchoshim Truma. And we support this answer from Abaisa. All 30 days it's forbidden to feed him chaliva of truma and anoint him with truma oil. And it's clear from the following that we understand this like Rabbi Acha, he's forbidden only from when he's called an oil, which is from day 8 and onwards. Le'le shmini ma'ad avile. The question is, how do you judge the 8th night? Is it like before 8 days or like day 8? Yumadatani le'le shmini, se nichnas v'dileh aser, ada'ama le'l shmini k'shmini. The answer is the Baisa teaches about a calf on a calf's 8th night. It enters the pen for Maaseh, which teaches that the 8th night is like day 8. The Tani Kain called Shivas Hayomim Mutar Lahachiloi Kisei Chaliva Shal Truma Ulasuch Hashem Truma. We have support from a Baisa. All 7 days one may feed him Chaliva of Truma and anoint him with Truma oil. This implies that the 8th night is forbidden. We come on to the next Mishnah of Halacha Vav. Elohim sits in Hamakmes Amila, Basa Hachoifa es Loiv Ha'atora. Mishnah says that the following strands of skin invalidate Amila, if they remain. Flesh that covers the majority of the crown. Enoi Eichel Betruma, a coin with such strands is an oil, and he may not eat Truma. Imhaya Bar Basa, Metaknoi Mipnei Mas Ayin. If his Eva is thick, and it looks like the foreskin remains, we trim due to Mas Ayin, lest he look like an oil. If he circumcised but left the foreskin and did not expose the Mila, it's as if he did not circumcise. The Gemara says, Eilu sitzin ma'agmes ha-mila, quoting from the Mishnah, the Gemara says that the following strands invalidate the mila. V'avina b'shem Rav Yumya, v'choyfe roiv goiva shel ha-Torah. Avina, quoting Rav Yumya, said that this is when the flesh covers the majority of the height of the crown, even in one place, it need not cover the majority of the circumference. Rav Yosef ben Chanina omer, v'choyfe roiv shel gagah shel ha-Torah. Rav Yosef Chanina said it covers the majority of the roof of the crown. Rabbi Tavai b'shem Shmuel, b'rit kinoisai b'shah shemiskasha. The Tavia says we check him whether or not he appears oral when he is erect. Mal v'loi poa esamila kila loi mal. The Mishnah said if he circumcised but left foreskin and didn't expose the mila, it's as if he did not circumcise. Tani v'onesh koris, the Baisa says, and he is chayav koris if he did so on Shabbos. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Abu adad ha-tema, b'she'ein b'yoyim should say k'day l'ma'wik, avel em yesh boi k'day l'ma'wik, ma'wik v'ein ha'choshesh. Rav Acha, quoting Rav Abu, said that this is if there's no time left in the day to finish, means to also do priya. If there's time left to finish, then he finishes and he's not concerned. Tani kol sha sha'ifik b'mila chive ben al sitzin ha'makvim b'mila ben al sitzin she'ein makvim hirish ein ha'chive ela al sitzin ha'makvim b'mila. Baisa says, as long as he is engaged in mila, he may return both to cut strands that prevent the validity of the mila and those that don't. If he separated, he may return to cut only strands that prevent the validity of the mila. Amar Yochanan, Divrei Rav Yosi, afil al sitzin she'ein makvim ha'mila impirish choyzer. Rav Yochanan said that Rav Yosi holds that even strands that are not going to prevent the validity of the mila, even if he separated, he may return to cut them. Hi, Dein Rav Yosi, which teaching of Rav Yosi shows this? It's Hanin and Taman. Rav Yosi Omer, Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, Shechal Yais B'Shabbos, V'Shochach V'Hoitzi, Esalolo V'Shis HaRabim, Potem Rav Yosi Hoitzi O'Groshes. The answer from a Mishnah, Rav Yosi says that if the first Yom Tov HaSukkos occurred on Shabbos, if one forgot and took out the Lulav to Rosh HaRabim, he is exempt because he took it out with permission. Means even though he was fulfilled his obligation once he picked it up, there's somewhat of a mitzvah to continue holding it, and likewise it's a hidden mitzvah to cut even strands that don't prevent the validity of the mila. After sakin shal mila, after matzah kein, does the same apply to a mila knife or matzah if he took it out after the mitzvah? Is he exempt? Imanda amar, Rabbi Yochanan, do Rabbi Yosef, afil al sitzin shein magfin, b'mila, in pirish choyzer, ada amar, after sakin shal mila, after matzah kein. The answer is, since Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yosi holds that even if he separated, he may return to cut even strands that don't prevent the validity of the mila, this teaches that that even a mila knife or matzah is so, means if he took it out after the mitzvah, he is exempt. Adnolach, Perek, Rabbi Eliezer.